Welcome to Bergenomics, demystifying economics with Ross McDowell.
A fresh angle. Beef prices plunge, supermarkets profit in 150 seconds. Dear Australian beef eaters, Australia's Bureau of Statistics has shared an intriguing revelation. Retail beef prices during the June quarter dropped 1.6%. This drop reflects an accurate portrayal of supermarket beef pricing, as supermarkets sell over 80% of Australia's retail beef. The 1.6% shelf price drop was on beef the supermarkets had paid 27% less for, as they contract to purchase beef 3 to 4 months prior to its appearance on the shelves. Yet, the supermarkets only saw fit to pass through a meagre 1.6% of the 27% reduced prices to their loyal customers. That created a whopping 25% addition to supermarkets' beef profit margins. So where did all that extra profit go? Beef is Australia's number one selling product in the $140 billion Australian supermarket domain. An extra 25% in beef profit margins was a huge contributor to Woolies' eye-watering $1.6 billion net profit. Coles' profit ran over the billion-dollar milestone. But let's be realistic. Which beef producer, meat processor, or even supermarket shopper wouldn't take advantage of a 25% windfall? You certainly didn't hear beef producers moaning 2 years ago when beef's stratospheric prices were the highest in the world. Yet, dear audience, why has there been no collective outcry from the supermarket shoppers? Economics, as it is wont to do, describes a principle known as opportunity cost. In the case of beef, the shopper weighs up the value of their time searching for the cheaper beef against what they save from buying it. Are those savings big enough to ditch the supermarket? Apparently not, as shoppers have elected to remain faithful to supermarkets. And yet here, another economic principle intervenes. The substitution effect, which is a strategic ballet of shopping dilemmas driven by the reduced household budget being smashed by inflation. The supermarket beef connoisseur chooses to substitute his prime cuts of beef for humbler beef cuts, or even explore pork or chicken. Before we part ways, let me remind you to follow Bergenomics, an essential addition to your dinner party podcast repertoire conversation. Kindly extend your patronage by following us on your preferred podcast platform, venturing onto our website, and subscribing for a front row seat to our latest podcasting escapades. While you're at it, be sure to engage with us on LinkedIn and Instagram.